I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Al-Qaeda may be looking at expanding its war against the West into the Northern Caucasus region of Russia. One report indicates terrorists in the Northern Caucasus have been using radical Salafi Islam to recruit disgruntled youth. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba says this is creating a spiritual battle for the souls of Russian kids.
That's the strategy for Al-Qaeda, to reach out to young people, to brainwash them in all those underground cells, to provide them with all kind of false philosophies and encourage them to go and bring destruction into communities.
However, Russian Ministries is countering that with a Summer of Hope summer camping experience to rescue these kids before they're brainwashed.
$50 will help to send one poor child or needy child into summer camp and give them an opportunity to hear the story of Jesus. We are praying that God will provide enough resources to send 5,000 needy children to summer camps this coming summer.
We have a link at our website. And Grace Ministries International has long wanted to provide a Bible translation to the Kizimba speakers in the Congo, but they needed a linguist to do it. That language is tonal, so most of the evangelism materials are in Swahili, English, or French. GMI Sam Vinton says that's about to change.
We have the opportunity of a Wycliffe Bible translator, a consultant who is trained in that area, and she's going to be spending a month writing the alphabet, working with the people, trying to really see if putting scripture into that language would be something that would be very helpful for that area.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sammy Tippett Ministries is offering you the book Praying for Your Family. You'll learn why to pray, how to pray, which will help you pray more effectively for your family. Today's the last day to get it. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.